KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Temporary shelters have been built for flood victims who lost their homes in Port Shepstone. Human Settlements assess the extent of the damage in the storm-hit municipalities of Rainkonyeni and Umdoni yesterday. Minister Thembi Simelane joined provincial officials on a two-day disaster oversight visit as recovery efforts continue in parts of KZN. Torrential rains have claimed the lives of at least 15 people and displaced hundreds in recent weeks. The department says they've assisted four families so far. A KZN's police boss has denounced what he's called malicious claims that have been levelled against him, saying these were only meant to tarnish his reputation. Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi defended himself while responding to questions from the Portfolio Committee on Police yesterday. The allegations, which surfaced online in January, accused the provincial commissioner of abuse of power. Mkhwanazi believes they're part of a deliberate campaign to damage the credibility of law enforcement because of his work in rooting out corrupt police. He says last year he received a call from someone claiming to be closely linked to the police minister. That person wanted to discuss the Lusikisiki mass shooting. Emergency teams in Gauteng say there have been no reports of injuries after flash floods swept through parts of Johannesburg last night, submerging several roads. They say they responded to multiple incidents, mostly involving infrastructure damage and vehicles trapped on flooded bridges. Some low-lying access routes are still closed. And police in the UK have released the image of a rape suspect they have in custody and are asking anyone who recognises the man to come forward. The Chinese sex attacker PhD student is believed to be one of the country's most prolific attackers. The 28-year-old has been found guilty of drugging and raping 10 women in London and China, but it's believed he could have 50 more victims. Durban's going up to a high of 31 degrees today, Maritzburg 34, Richards Bay 35. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadir.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas book a flight home after crashing in their Champions Trophy semi-final against New Zealand. Liverpool boss Arne Slot is quite happy with his team after their win in the Champions League last night. And Dylan Naidoo leads a strong field for the Joburg Open, which tees off at the Houghton Golf Club today.